and Raven Show.
With you everywhere you go.
The Anna and Raven Show podcast. Star 99.9. Today's best mix. One couple enters the courtroom. Anna and Raven are the judge. You are the jury. The Star 99.9 Honda of Westport Couples Court.
Shannon, what's going on today?
Hey, so yeah, my husband, Rick, he wants to put in a formal complaint to our school. Grandparents' Day is coming up in June, and he thinks that it's like not a good thing since our child's grandparents live in South Carolina and they can't come. So he really thinks that the school just like is out to make the children feel bad and wants Grandparents' Day to not happen.
Hmm. Oh, I see. This your kid's school he wants to complain to.
Yeah. Yeah.
Is there like an option if you don't have grandparents that live close by or, you know, they're not around?
Well, we can come in their place, but he doesn't seem to think that that's a good replacement.
Hmm. Huh, hold on. Let's get him on the line, okay?
Okay.
Hello?
Hey, Rick?
Yes?
Hi, it's Anna and Raven over at Star 99.9.
From the radio?
Yeah, Rick. We're calling you today for the Honda of Westport Couples Court. I want to let you know that we spoke with your wife, Shannon, this morning, who tells us that you're upset with your daughter's school, says that you're totally mad that they're going to be having a grandparents' day. Grandparents are out of state. They can't make it, and they offered to let you come into place, but you say that is not the point. What's going on here?
Well, it's grandparents' day, but, you know, I know that it's a nice gesture, you know, and everything, and like a remembrance thing for your grandparents, but my kids' grandparents live in South Carolina. They don't have anybody to come up for them, you know, so I think that just makes them feel bad.
Mm.
You know, or what if you don't have your grandparents?
I mean, I get what you're saying. At the same time, it is kind of a nice day for the kids that do have grandparents. I mean, obviously, grandchildren are a huge part of older people's lives usually.
Oh, yeah, I get what you're saying, you know, and it's a good holiday for like a card or something, but when you do it at school, I think it just pulls out too many people that if they don't, you know, if your grandparents died, I think it just makes you more sad when you see everybody else's grandparents. Or like my kids, their grandparents are, you know, in another state.
So what would you do to complain to the school? Like, you're just going to complain? What are you asking from them?
Well, I'm just going to write an email to the principal. And then after that, if I don't get no response for that, then I'll just do the board.
So you want them to not do the day is what you're saying? Or what is it you want them to do?
Yeah, I mean, I don't think it's a good thing. It's because it's like it just comes out, you know, it has too many ugly outcomes. So you shouldn't really do it, you know? I mean, you're there for school anyway. Not for, you know, Grandparents' Day.
Rick, all that's going to do is make a giant fuss, and it's going to make our kid look bad.
I didn't know she was going to be here, but,
yeah.
You know what I'm saying, though? I'm not saying Grandparents' Day is bad.
Yes, you are. I just think it's silly to make such a fuss about it.
It's not silly. What if you're the kid sitting there, you know, without your grandparents, and everybody's grandparents are there, and you just feel horrible?
Well, guys, what we do here is we take things to a vote, and we can ask our audience. If they agree with you, Rick, then maybe you have a point. It's not really fair that the schools do this because it puts a lot of kids in kind of a tough situation if they don't have their grandparents around. But they may agree with you, Shannon, where, listen, just because your situation is different from a majority of the other students doesn't mean that all the other kids have to suffer because of what you guys have. Do you guys both agree to listen to what our audience has to say?
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess so. I mean, if they say no, then I can't write my email.
Right. Yes, that's how it works. Yeah.
I guess.
All right, give us a call. 1-800-330-9999. It's the Honda of Westport Couples Court on Star 99.9.
Honda of Westport Couples Court. Rick wants to lodge a formal complaint with the school because Grandparents' Day is coming up next month in June, and he thinks that it's obnoxious to have this for the kids because a lot of kids feel left out, including his children, whose grandparents live far away.
Yeah, I mean, I guess, you know, plenty of people's grandparents, I guess, move away, whether it be Florida or something like that. They're not around, right?
Yep.
They may be gone. But, you know, at the same time, it's a celebration of those that are there. And they were given an alternative that the parents can come in. It's not like the school is like, hey, if you ain't got grandparents, that's it.
Right. But his wife says, like, you need to just be quiet about this, you know, just let people do their own thing. But he says it's excluding the kids. What do you think? 1-800-330-9999. Tana and Raven?
Yeah, I think this guy's a total nut. And I think that the children should bring pictures of their grandparents. Yes, they have them, but unfortunately, they live out of state. My daughter had the same situation. One grandparent didn't live here, the other one did. She still has grandparents.
Right. Yeah, I understand that. But is excluding some children that grandparents can't be there making them feel bad? I guess that's what his argument is this morning.
You can't keep everything safe for everybody all the time.
Yeah. But we want to hear from you. What are your thoughts on this? Have you ever been in this situation? Give us a call. 1-800-330-9999. It's a Honda of Westport Couples Court on Star 99.9, today's best mix. He's got a problem with Grandparents Day because he says it excludes their kids because, you know, their family lives down in South Carolina, Carolinas, and they can't get up here. He says it makes his kids feel bad.
Yeah, Star 99.9, today's best mix. Honda of Westport Couples Court. Rick wants to send a formal email or letter to the teacher, the school principal, and then even the board after that if he doesn't get any sort of response. His wife Shannon says, hey, you're crazy.
Right.
Just relax. And by the way, they've been offered the alternative. They can go in instead of the grandparents.
Yeah. So to ban Grandparents Day or not, I guess is the question this morning. 1-800-330-9999. Who are you siding with here?
I'm definitely on the wife's side. You know, unfortunately, some kids have grandparents. Some people's grandparents don't live there. But that doesn't mean that the whole thing is an honoring of grandparents. If that was the case, what if a parent passed away? Should we stop Father's Day? Should we stop Mother's Day?
Well, I'm on the husband's side because there's this easy solution, a compromise that a lot of schools do. Just write the email and suggest that they do grandparents and special guests. Day. That way the uncle can come, the godparent, and a lot of schools, my kids' schools, do that, and it keeps everybody happy.
See, I think this school does do that because they say that the parents could come too.
Right.
He just doesn't like the idea that it's, you know, focuses on the grandparents because it makes their kid feel left out.
This guy hates grandparents. Right. He just hates them. He hates that his parents moved.
Yeah, and I understand that because my grandparents, my parents have never been able to come, so our school just has it, grandparents and special day, special guests, and it works perfectly.
So I side. I'm actually a teacher. I teach fifth grade, and the funny thing is kids talk about family and friends all the time, and you know the father's so worried about kids being quote unquote excluded, but when you exclude people it's more like on purpose, and for him to go ahead and to bring something like this attention to going as far as the Board of Education, they're gonna look at him like, really, guys? Like, no, like it's not gonna happen. So on the wife's side.
Yeah.
I'd love to hear it directly. Really, guy?
Really, guys?
Hey, you're right, though. I mean, common sense prevail on this one. I'm sure that their child is not the only one that is missing maybe a grandparent or a grandparents.
See, I'm such a... All I keep thinking about is that poor child sitting there, though, that doesn't have anyone there for them.
Keep them home.
It hurts my
heart. Keep them home. If it breaks your heart that much, keep them home.
1-800-330-9999. We want to hear from you. What do you think? Rick wants to lodge a formal complaint with their children's elementary school for having Grandparents Day because he says it's excluding their kids because their kids don't have grandparents around. They live far away. His wife says, no, you need to just keep your big mouth shut and mind your business.
Right. I mean, these are young kids at school. I mean, plenty of them have grandparents, but I'm sure not all of them do. Everybody is, you know, they want to celebrate with their family. Grandparents love their grandchildren. I think that this is a huge day for most that have the availability to do it. If you don't, they might feel a little bit bad. The parents should go.
The Honda of Westport Couples Court on Star 99.9, today's best mix. We want to hear from you. What do you think about this? 1-800-330-9999. Hi, Dana and Raven.
Hi, I'm definitely on the wife's side. I think they should go to the bench, get some old people, and post them as the grandparents.
That's right.
Go to the nursing home. Can go to the nursing home. There's a lot of grandparents with their kids. Okay, take them.
That's true. I mean, there's old people everywhere that have nothing to do. Like, let's just recruit a couple
of
them.
Come on now. I don't know about kidnapping or fraud when it comes to grandparents. You know what I mean?
Just go to an elderly home. Say, hello, we need everyone to line up. We're going to pick the people that look most like my parents, and we're going to bring it to my child's school.
That guy's got the nose for it. Put him in the car. Let's go.
Can you imagine that kid's like, that's not Noni. That doesn't look anything like her. And she just comes, gives her a hug.
Yeah, she's going to be like, you told me there was going to be finger sandwiches. Where are the finger sandwiches?
1-800-330-9999. We want to hear from you. It's Star 99.9. Call us now. Grandparents Day is happening next month at their elementary school, and Dad wants to lodge a formal complaint saying that it's not fair because his children don't have their grandparents nearby.
You know what? Get on the phone with your parents and tell them to move back to Connecticut, all right? Can I tell you?
Star 99.9, today's best mix. It's Anna and Raven, and we're in the Honda of Westport Couples Court. His wife, Shannon, says, we can't do that. It's obnoxious. Like, that our just because our kids are different, we can't complain that everybody else isn't, so everyone else loses out.
Well, I think that it's not very valid. You know what I mean? At the same time, it's like, there's going to be plenty of challenges moving forward in life, you know? And if you're going to feel bad every time somebody has something that you don't have it, puts you in a tricky situation.
We want to hear from you. What do you think? 1-800-330-9999. Hi, it's Anna and Raven.
I don't even know whose side I'm on. I understand where the dad's coming from, and I understand how the mom is saying, you know, just keep it down and don't make a big deal. Grandparents are smarter than a lot of people think. Why doesn't he call them, say, go to the library, ask someone to help them maybe cite a message to their grandchild?
Oh, my God, I am definitely on the wife's side. You know, this infuriates me. This man, if he is that opinionated, then he needs to get in the car and go get his parents and bring them to school.
That's a long drive for one day.
Well, you know,
like
what?
4 days.
Why should all the other kids in the class be not be able to do something so nice as having your grandparents there because one man wants to complain that his parents are in South Carolina or wherever? It's not like they're in Europe where he can't get on a plane and go get them.
Yes, hi, I'm on the wife's side. If that poor child feels that, it's because of his attitude. But I have a suggestion. Why can't they go and bring an iPad or a laptop and Skype or FaceTime the grandparents so they can be a part of it?
So you're not the first person to say that this morning. It's a good point.
I'm on the mother's side. I think that people today try and make everybody the same. Everybody is not the same. Some people have grandparents alive. Some people don't have grandparents that live nearby. Same thing with mothers and fathers and Christmases. And we're all different. And you should teach your child from the beginning that we're all different. If they don't have grandparents that live by, or even if their grandparents have passed on, they could bring pictures, they could give a history of their family life and you know, support their heritage, regardless of what they are.
The verdict is in. Jury foreman, what are the results?
Back in the Honda of Westport Couples Court this morning, it's Rick and Shannon. And Shannon, our audience agreed with you. Rick, people understood where you were coming from, but they felt like it's not really fair to take away that joyful day for a majority of the classes and the students because your guy's situation is a little bit different than a lot of the other younger kids.
Yeah, see, you know, I don't think people are getting it at all.
Well, I mean, I think that we all understand that, you know, paramount, you care about your kids. And that's the main thing. Is that you want your child to feel good about themselves every day. That's totally understandable. Any parent can relate to that. At the same time, when you're looking at the percentages of it, there are many other families out there that see some benefit from that instead of, you know, the drawback. So I guess there's no perfect solution.
Yeah, but I mean, it's part of life, you know? I think our kids are going to be fine just on the day if we're there.
Right. You guys just go and show your support. Trust me, as long as you're there, the kids will be happy. I'm sure of it.
Yeah.
So no email, right?
No email, right. Yeah.
No email.
Thanks, guys, for coming on today. If anybody else has an issue, send us an email, too. It's couplescore@star999.com.